I know, patience is a virtue.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
Absolutely. And welcome to the very first Lincoln Inspired, Inspired on Air of 2017, our regular monthly get-together in which we actually talk about matters artistic and a whole variety of other exciting things that inspire one in the Lincoln region, as indeed originated by that ace-inspiring lass, Sarah Bullimore, who's currently actually trying to get out of her office. It's all right, Sarah. We know all will be well in the end. Alice Dale from the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre sadly is a bit unwell, as indeed is her marketing intern. So we're going to have to speak on their behalf about the excitements of the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre and to find out about the friendliest city in Britain, which has been revealed today as being... Yeah, that'll be telling. But we do have, from Mouthpiece Poets, a fantastic individual, genuine, all-round, wonderful soul. It's Andy Kerr. How are you, Andy?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, normally, when we talk Mouthpiece Poets, we feature the excitement of Gemma Baker and her team. But Gemma's got a proper job. Only kidding, Gemma. We know all's well with the world. But this is a really exciting thing. It's now coming up to almost like a year since Mouthpiece Poets became established as performance poetry, performance artists. Share with us, Andy, what exactly is Mouthpiece Poets all about?
Well, Mouthpiece Poets is about... it's a big group of us who get together to advocate poetry in all of its forms and guises around Lincoln and the Lincolnshire area.
On Siren every Wednesday, one of the drama students, that would be Chris Clarkson, does a regular programme which deals with WordPerfect.
Yes.
And you featured on that.
I have,
and
more
I'm
than once,
excited
yes.
to say I'm also due to be talking about Wilfred Owen in a few months' time. It's always nice from that point of view, because I figured like 100 years ago we probably would have been going over the Somme now, thinking it's all right, we're all together now. Poetry is really undergoing a resurgence. Is it a renaissance, perhaps, a rebirth in the 21st century? Because for a long time it seemed as though, oh, poetry, I'm a poet, I wouldn't know it, and people sort of thought about limericks, and you know, it didn't. I mean, we had a poet laureate, but if you actually said who was the poet laureate, probably people hadn't even heard of Carol Ann Duffy or various other folk from that point of view. Is it undergoing a rebirth?
Absolutely. Really very much part of it, I think, has to do with the influx of American slam poetry that's really revamped the whole scene. And this idea of performance poetry, people getting up on stage in, you know, pubs and in clubs and various competitions and these kinds of scenarios have really given a new vitality to the whole poetry scene. It's exploded, you know, nationwide. And now you have some of the bigger names, in performance poetry who are getting commissioned to do ads for various charities and so on television and other scenarios. So yeah, it's undergoing a new birth.
When you're commissioned to do an advertisement for television, clearly, as far as capitalist society is concerned, the man has arrived. I'm not being ideological here, it's just a point from that point of view. We're going to hear in this particular programme some examples of Andy's very own Mouthpiece poetry. Not to kind of double the infinity there. But that's coming up after we find out what today has been released as being officially Britain's friendliest city and Britain's least friendliest city.
Out of tune, but there's a shadow of doubt that's not letting me find you. The music that you gave me, the language of my soul. Lord, I wanna be with you. Won't you let me come in from the cold? Create the silent movie. You become the star. Is that what you are, dear? Your whisper tells a secret. Your laughter brings me joy. And a wonder of feeling I'm nature's own little boy. But still the tears keep falling. They're raining from the sky. Well, there's a ladder you got to go under before I get high. Don't let the sun disappear. Don't let the sun disappear. Don't let the sun leave. Oh, you can't believe in my life. Say that you won't.
Friendliness and neighbourliness and so on are crucial aspects of the 21st century. And it's fair to say that given the recent cup result, Lincoln City is going to be a very friendly place. But surprisingly, Sheffield, Norwich and Nottingham are also very neighbour-friendly cities and places in the UK that raise community spirit. Unfortunately, the same can't be said for Southampton. Now, to address some of the key findings of this research and also talk about the study itself, we're delighted to be able to welcome the Chief Membership Officer at the Co-op, the fantastic Rufus Olins. Rufus, how are you, sir?
I'm very well this morning, thank you so much.
Good, a nice friendly start to a friendly interview, which is great stuff from that point of view. So this particular study, which is quite interesting in all sorts of ways, really, the friendliest cities in Britain, it's very much the East Midlands, well, the Midlands in general, that scores highly.
Yes, I mean, the Midlands do score very well, but the overall picture of what's going on in the country is slightly concerning, in that while people have got very strong relationships on their digital networks, it feels like human networks are not as strong as they once were. So nearly 4 out of 10 people feel that there is no one that they can talk to in their neighbourhood that they regard as a friend. And so we at the Co-op, who regard community as being central to what we do, are doing some work to try and make communities a bit more friendly and to get people to interact and talk with each other a bit more.
Is this part of the 21st century phenomenon of the social media, the virtual reality, the cyberspace, where we can apparently just tweet ad infinitum, have lots of Facebook friends, but you're not really connecting with the real world at all?
I think that there probably is quite a lot in that, because if you look at the research that we've just conducted, it finds that the only time that people regularly interact with their neighbours is when they're collecting a parcel, which they may well have ordered from an online site. So what we are doing is we are funding more than 4,000 local community causes that are going to help create some glue in the community so that actually people are less alone and they can return to some more of that neighbourly behaviours and community spirit where people actually help one another. And we feel actually that's a big unmet need in the UK generally and in some of the cities we've highlighted more dramatically.
We mentioned Southampton, the most isolated place in the country due to 3 in 10 residents feeling as though they couldn't drop in on neighbours. Maybe they're just very shy.
It's possible they're just very shy. It's possible they've just got out of a habit of it. And it's possible that they just regard one another with a little bit of suspicion. Or what very often happens in these situations is no one wants to make the first move. No one wants to say hello and smile at their neighbour just in case the favour isn't returned. So one of the things that the Co-op actually can do, we've got a store in every postal district in the UK, and each store funds 3 community activities. So we feel that what we can do is let people know that you're never alone and that your convenience store has now become a point actually where people meet and they talk. And we want to make a lot more of that. And if you're shopping at the Co-op, our philosophy is that you're never alone, because instead of being just a shopper, you can be a member. We've got 4 million members, which is a huge amount of people. And many of them feel, I think, that they have slightly lost their community spirit. But we're bringing it back. And we're going on a drive to recruit 1 million more new members. And those members, when they shop at the Co-op, every time they spend something, they fund their local communities, because 1% goes to their local communities. So we hope, actually helping communities to return to a much healthier state.
Historically, of course, the Co-op and the community are almost synonymous terms. In fact, this very radio station, Siren FM, in its early days of inception, was partially funded by the Co-op within the community spirit sort of theme. So it's very much not a kind of an innovation that you're developing, but a kind of continuation of the excellent work that the Co-op's been involved with over the years.
That's exactly right. I mean, we were founded 170 years ago by a group of people in Rochdale who were very keen, actually, to make sure that people got a fair deal in their shops and that actually that they was a real community spirit. So one of the things that they introduced, actually, was there were shops who had classrooms above the stores so that people could be educated. At the time, it was more about being educated to read and write, but actually today in the 21st century, we're reinventing that and we're educating people actually in terms of how it is that they cook. Because there are so many cooking programs and cookery books around the place, but we've found, according to another piece of research that we did recently, that there's an alarming amount of people that actually feel very unconfident in the kitchen and therefore end up spending more money than they should do, buying either the wrong ingredients or having to go out to eat rather than having a balanced and nutritious meal at home.
Interesting thoughts and concepts indeed. I'm pleased you said Rochdale, of course, because if you'd said Southampton, it'd be very embarrassing, but still, never mind. Life continues, that's the important thing. So in terms of finding out more about this, can you just drop by your local Co-op store? Is there an online scenario? I mean, I'm thinking if you drop by, you can actually even make contact with people there as well.
All of that. I would encourage all of your listeners to drop into their local Co-op. There's one in every postcode, and they will be met with a good reception from the people that work in the stores or indeed the funeral homes, and we have 3,500 throughout the country. But also we have a really excellent website, coop.co.uk, and all of the information about us and also how you can get involved in the community. And there will always be a local cause to you in your postcode. It will be there, and I would urge your listeners to have a look and find out a little bit more about how you can get involved.
It strikes me from our conversation today, Rufus, that you'd be the ideal person to look after Brexit negotiations. But that's another line entirely, perhaps, for another topic of conversation. Finally today, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the programme? Has it been okay for you, sir?
It's been terrific. Thank you so much.
Well, as ever, an absolute delight. It's touching base with your good self. And hopefully we'll speak again as 2017 proceeds to find out how this development of improving community spirit across the United Kingdom is developing together with the Co-op and more. Will you be kind enough to return?
I would love to do that if you invite me back.
Rufus Olins, the Chief Membership Officer at the Co-op. Andy, being from Northern Ireland, surely there's a very social place there, but did any of what Rufus was saying there resonate with yourself in terms of, you know, people, you know, feeling just so alone, they have no friends at all other than their occasional virtual people on Facebook?
Well, I don't know about back home, because it's good to know your next-door neighbours. I was always told that, you know, Mum said, go in, whenever you move into a new place, go in, introduce yourself. You don't have to hang out or anything like that. It's just always good to know. Mm. And possibly, if you get a good sense of them, give them a spare key, because you never know when you're going to lock yourself out of your own house.
Bring back a little neighbourly love. That's the official line. Lincoln, I suppose, doing pretty well, as we said, and as we acknowledged in the interview there, a certain result in the Emirates FA Cup, to give it its full brand title, has seen the delights of Lincoln City Football Club move into areas previously undreamed of since 1976.
Mm-hmm, yes, the spirits yesterday evening were of a high. It was incredible around the city.
Is it the sort of thing that's likely to inspire poetry, Andy?
If someone was into those kinds of sporting events, then yes, absolutely. I mean, anything can inspire poetry.
I'm particularly interested. I'm sure there were a couple of football clubs that I seem to recall actually had poets in residence. I think there was a North Eastern club that tried this for a time. It might have been Sunderland. I would be completely sorted about that.
Well, if Ulster Rugby ever wanted to adopt that kind of an idea, I'm happy to do it. I'd be the Rugby Poet Laureate for the Six Nations. Happy enough to, you know, to do that.
Andy Kerr has actually just put that out in the area, in the stratosphere, whether you're listening to this live on Lincoln's first community radio station, Siren FM, or indeed as a podcast. There you are, you've heard it. Clearly, Andy, we'll take at least 15% of any fee that's entailed. With the whole
Happy
process.
To support community radio.
Splendid.
Shooting stars falling through your trembling hands. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you must have been while you were kissing me. You took the words right out of my mouth. Oh, you must have been.
January self-portrait. Bladder a wastewater hourglass. Hand an iron gall, olive-stained feather nib bleeding like a knackery floor. Eyes simply the low sun sky, immured and rhymed in cavern shadow. Wintering the brumal mists in gelid day-long nights with nibble skill, blotched word-rich and compensatory for moral bankruptcy and insolvency, I sketch myself to pass the botchy time.
Smile, a smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away. Talk in everlasting words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me. You think that I don't even mean a single word I say. It's only words, and words are all I have to take your heart away.
Little piece of intellectual roughage, really. Boyzone, Ronan et al. Meatloaf with a wonderful sandwich of joyful, juicy Andy Kerr poetry goodness there.
Thanks very much.
Well put together. We're talking about various things that are upcoming, and I see that at the Lincoln Drill Hall on Saturday, the 28th of January at 2:30 p.m., the Philosophy Cafe.
Yes.
Uplifting and inspiring, challenging and rewarding. You can join others for the monthly afternoon of informal discussion and conversation. Previous topics have included What is Love? didn't Howard Jones sort out that answer back in the day? And what makes a good education? Just don't ask.
Both complicated issues, yeah.
I thought so. Have you attended as a philosophy graduate yourself?
I have indeed. I've only been along to one of them, but a friend of mine, Dr. Daniel Kane Banks, who teaches philosophy at the University of Hull, was coming over for a guest lecture on Nietzsche.
And, but it's depressing, wasn't it? God is dead. Well, dead.
It kind of tended to recur eternally. Went round in circles somewhat.
That's Nietzsche, Eagle and the Serpent, all over again, really. It's a wonderful stuff. Anyway, we won't talk about Ubermenschers and such like material. We'll talk more about some of the fantastic events that are occurring with the Mouthpiece Poets, starting off with the 1st of February, I believe.
Yes, indeed. The 1st of February is our next word of mouth at the Drill Hall, which is a wonderful event. Please do come along. It runs from 7 o'clock. There's some live music from 7 to 7:30, and then the poetry begins in earnest from 7:30 until 10:30, with guest poets from various regions of the UK, and of course some of the Mouthpiece Poets reading as well.
See, this is one of the reasons why Michael Blackburn will now be possibly regretting the fact that, as opposed to his regular co-presentational slot on Inspired On Air, and indeed as one of the university poets in residence, and indeed writers in residence, he effectively decided he was going to take his wife to the dentist.
Well, must be done.
Not a euphemism, don't worry. It's all fine from that sort of point of view, and hopefully all works well with the world. So that's the 1st of February. Also, I believe sometime on the 8th of February at the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, there's another possible event that's likely to be taking place.
Certainly, no, it's I may have got the date wrong. It's early February. It's occurring, certainly. I think it's within the first week or 10 days of February. It's at the LPAC here at the university. It's called Against the Grain. It's run by the Mouthpiece Poets, and it's Lincoln's one and only slam poetry event. It is a competition. There is prize money to be won, and it's a really good game. The crowd gets involved. It's a very, very active, energetic kind of a night. Come along and observe, or get involved and read some poetry. Try and win the kitty, and you'll have a really good time.
It's the sort of thing Alice Dale, the marketing soul for the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, will be very excited about. But sadly, she also had to send her apologies today. It's just one of those areas that's working through that whole process. Poetry for Pleasure, I think, is the final one we want to just sort of flag up in
terms
of this.
Yes, the University Library here, Claire Arand, who's a Special Collections Librarian, she runs a monthly Poetry for Pleasure group. It's on the last Wednesday of the month from 1 to 2pm at the University Library. Please come along, all are welcome, and it's also really, really good fun. It's about encouraging people to read poetry out loud.
We really should be looking to do a live location report from one of those gigs, I think.
I'm sure she would really enjoy it.
Let's look to get something sorted out. I speak as somebody who, as I say, is privileged to have the invite, as indeed your good self has, joining the fabulous Christopher Clarkson and, I always keep saying Poetry Please because it's Word Perfect.
Word Perfect, yes,
exactly.
Indeed, yeah.
And I'll be doing a piece, I also sort of reprise for Wilfred Owen and some of his, and you always need to read Wilfred Owen aloud to really get the sense of the devastation of the First World War. Anyway, we're not here to talk about what took place 100 years ago, even though some people might say, have we learned anything or nothing? Els Bailey, a new up-and-coming artist, not curiously from Lincoln, but she's from the West Country, specifically Bristol. Would you like to sort of just cast your critical ear over Els Bailey and Barrel of a Gun?
Yes, certainly.
Looking down the barrel of your gun. Oh, ever since we first met, when this began. Oh, I let you believe you had this hold on me. I played my part to perfection, then I threw away the key. Vibrate my brain, gonna come down. Snow my soul, I will fall. Strike that match, watch the flames take it on. You think I don't have a plan? After all we've been through, if I'm coming now, you're
apart. 'Cause I've been playing the hand while you've been dealing the cards. By brick, by brick, I'll come down. Stone by stone, I will fall. Strike that match, watch the flames take it all. You think I don't have a plan after all we've been through? If I'm gone now, you're coming too.
There, we'll be revealing her latest single actually this very day on the Midweek Drive at around about 6:15 or thereabouts. And of course, you're listening to this as a podcast or on our Thursday repeat. Use a time machine. But what did you make of Barrel of a Gun there with Els Bailey, Andy?
I really enjoyed that. I like that kind of sort of jazzy blues vibe that it was giving off. It makes me want a wood bine and a whiskey.
Not that we'd be endorsing either of those unhealthy lifestyle choices. Even if you like to actually attend the Jolly Brewer on the last Thursday of every month. See what we did there?
We did indeed, yes. Well segued.
How can we actually promote the Jolly Brewer even more on Inspired On Air as an inspiring place to actually attend for events such as?
Well, on the last Thursday of every month, there is a poetry open mic night, which is a phenomenally raucous poetry event where everybody gets together, drinks responsibly and in moderation, and has a good old giggle as everybody either reads out some wonderful love poetry or vents their frustrations at the world.
Still to come on this month's Inspired On Air, a top Andy Kerr from Mouthpiece Poets. Some more details about things that are happening around the Lincoln region that you might be interested in. And as we featured Els Bailey, let's actually move on to another young up-and-coming musical songstress, Gold.
Quick-witted Sinbad and other details. I'll spin you half a story each night. I won't bow before your rage and might. I'm a storyteller, spreading words of princes and imprisoned lies.
decompose, found in Filarete. The speculation was strong upon me, as though carried back to the birth time to look upon its ages before man, a new world all untouched. I was dreaming romance, adventure, and discovery in the abstract, with toad-like body in the jaws of an alligator. The bluff, the fearsome swamp, the untracked sea, and narrow menacing flesh. A single glance, whose fossilized remains are found unarmed and naked as I had come into the world. The handed-down instinct of self-preservation, in total ignorance of how unimportant life and happiness are. I heard a voice calling to me from the bluff. Human eyes would watch me end.
Pedant in me, Andy, might turn around and say, surely it should be, it isn't over till it's over, not it ain't over till it's over.
He's American, though. They do what they want.
Well
at least with language, you know.
Exactly. Let's not go any further down that line, because let's face it, we are first in the queue. Let's move on to another consideration of what's happening in the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, of course, on Thursday the 26th of January and Friday the 27th of January at 7:30 p.m. with a matinee on Friday at 1:30 p.m. Frankenstein.
Mm.
Geneva, 1816. 201 years ago, mm-hmm. Victor Frankenstein obsesses in the pursuit of nature's secret, namely the ethics of the elixir of life itself. This is a new adaptation of Mary Shelley's gothic horror masterpiece, fusing together an ensemble of storytelling, live music, puppetry and stunning theatricality. The production is from the team behind Black Eyed Theatre's successful 2013 production of Dracula, and provides and promises to be a fresh gothic and science fiction literary evening. So that's one which I probably should be checking out myself, actually, but who knows? It's Thursday, 26th of January, Friday, 27th of January. Tickets, £18, concessions, £16, school groups, £10, teachers free.
Oh, wonderful.
Let's face it, there needs to be some sort of incentive, really.
What level of teaching? I mean, does that include us, or...?
You see, I know what you're thinking. It does say age guide 11 plus.
Well, I'm definitely above 11.
Exactly. So I think there should be inquiries as ever to the new Lincoln Theatre Royal. That's 01522 519999. That's 01522 519999. We shared two of your fantastic poems. If people are listening to this and they want to find out more about Mouthpiece Poets, can they find the usual social networks, like Facebook will take you directly there?
Certainly. Facebook will take you there. And we are at this moment only on Facebook. Our skipper, our commander-in-chief, Gemma, has not yet set up a Facebook, a Mouthpiece Twitter account. Although
she's on it. Listen, Gemma, fantastic person. She has a mobile phone, hardly ever uses it. keeps it to one side, you know, just in case of emergency. She kind of uses almost 18th century values in the 21st
yes,
century
yes,
setting.
It's there when she goes for a long walk and she's looking at the sunset just in case she slips and needs help.
Yeah, precisely. And occasionally you can communicate via tapping the table and postcards as well. But it is there. You can find all sorts of other great things there. And if people are kind of inspired enough to say, I fancy taking part myself, is it best to turn up at an open mic night? Is it a case of see where things go?
Well, I strongly recommend that you come to the open mic night at the Jolly Brewer. Come and check out some slam poetry on YouTube. Find the pace of it and come along to the Against the Grain slam competition. That's really, really good fun. And of course, if you want to perform at the Drill Hall along with the Mouthpiece Poets, we have on several open mic slots every month, but contact us through Facebook and book one of those.
I think Ron has gone down in legendary history in Mouthpiece Poets. He's quite a significant soul, isn't he?
He is indeed a very significant soul, yes.
And there's also another young man who's been in the studio, done various other sort of classic lines. That I mean, you've got a great team there, is mm-hmm. all I can say. So
Ron's book is available on Amazon. It's called The Eyes Are the Window to the Soul, and his full name is Ron Booth.
Precisely. He just wanted to know his Ron for many times. I did say any relation to the former Manchester City centre-half Tommy Booth denied everything. Or indeed John Wilkes Booth, who I believe had something to do with presidencies in the United States.
Too late to cry the tears.
Okay, it may well be. Electric Light Orchestra, is this the way life's meant to be? You've been listening to Inspired on Air, the monthly look at, so generally cast our eye over some of the arts happening sequences in Lincoln. Thanks to Andy Kerr for making your debut on the production, Andy. It's been a delight and, you know, sheer joy listening to some of the Mouthpiece Poets material there. If you want to find out anything more about Mouthpiece Poets, check it out on Facebook. Listen again to the podcast, which should be up fairly rapidly after you've listened to this particular production. Likewise, if you've got any other details with respect to the Lincoln Performing Arts Centre, the new Lincoln Theatre Royal, the Lincoln Drill Hall, or any other exciting things that are happening with respect to the Lincolnshire area, you can sort those things out as well, because there's lots of things happening for 2017, isn't there, Andy?
Oh, yes. It's a very exciting time to be alive.
So that's pretty much wrapped us up for this particular segment. As I say, if it's a Thursday, who knows what delights could be ahead. It could be Rock Train, it could be all sorts of other aspects of it, it could be folk. If it's a Wednesday, only a matter of moments before No Adults Allowed takes the that mantle again, and other things will be happening too. We're out of here. Andy, any poetic way of saying farewell out of here? Oh, actually, no, there is a line. It's 2017, obviously. I haven't quite thought of this thing. We normally wrap up with two words: be inspired. Okay, so after three, one, two, three. Be inspired.